T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What an incredible Tuesday afternoon, April the 17th. Today is the final day for filing your income taxes or your extension. So just keep that in mind today. And I know so many people just like myself wait until the very, very last minute. It's a great looking Tuesday afternoon. I'm being honest with you when I tell you I don't even know if we have enough time to get to everything that we need to talk about this afternoon. There is so much going on. I don't even know if we have time to get to all of it, but we will try. Why would a coach's political opinions cause you to no longer be a fan of the team that you love and have been supporting? The San Antonio Spurs have been one of the premier teams in the NBA for a long time. They're currently in the playoffs. But some Spurs fans are offended by the political comments made by Coach Greg Popovich, and some fans say they can't even support the team or be fans of the Spurs anymore. Really? I mean, think about how shallow that is. Somebody's political opinions have nothing to do with coaching the team. And yet there are people who've let that stand in the way. I'm fascinated by this. Because, you know, we talk often about how divided we are. So now we're so divided that I'm not even going to support my team if your political opinion is different from mine. We're going to talk more about that coming up in the next hour. American Idol has returned to television. This time it's on ABC. But the ratings have hit a new all-time low. The Voice beats American Idol in the ratings. Why is The Voice better than American Idol? And have these singing competition shows jumped the shark? That's the term used to describe a TV show that stays on the air too long. It was inspired by the Happy Days episode where Fonzie, when they went up to California, and Fonzie jumped the shark. I mean, that was the moment that Happy Days should have gone off the air, but they stayed on the air, and it was still Happy Days, even without Richie. I think Richie went off to join the military. But it's interesting that you have this competition on television, American Idol and The Voice. And if you think about it, not many of the people actually become big stars. Why is that? Well, we'll talk about that a little bit later. We'll also talk about TV shows that jumped the shark. First up on the show this afternoon is it Washington politics or is it Washington Playhouse? The daily news coming from Washington seems more like it's a Hollywood script than the news. It's more like a soap opera than the news. Stormy Daniels, the porn star, continues to be in the news. Sean Hannity hid the fact that he had had consultations with Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen, who, by the way, doesn't really seem to be much of an attorney, more of a fixer. It doesn't seem like he really represents the president in court or in legal matters. It appears as if he's mainly just the person who goes around and fixes things. But honestly, I mean, there is so much drama in D.C. How can you not watch the news every day? But you kind of have to have a little smirk on your face when you watch. And we've talked about how it's important for us to try to find some comedy in all of this because it's so damn serious. And we know it's serious and we know there are serious ramifications, but I mean, at some point you got to kick back and go, hey, I mean, really, this is comedy. Stormy Daniels at a press conference yesterday, you know, she was in the courtroom when Michael Cohen was in court for the first time after his office and his home and hotel room were raided. So he's in court, and Stormy Daniels was there after in a press conference. This is what she said.
For years, Mr. Cohen has acted like he is above the law. He has considered himself and openly referred to himself as Mr. Trump's fixer. He has played by a different set of rules, or should we say no rules at all.
And Stormy Daniels' attorney, Michael Avenatti, held a press conference yesterday also, and he had this to say about Cohen talking about Sean Hannity.
One thing I will say is this. I said last Friday and this weekend that Michael Cohen was radioactive and that anybody that was associated with him in the last 20 to 30 years should be very, very concerned. What we witnessed earlier in the hearing with the disclosure relating to Sean Hannity proved my point exactly. He is radioactive. Anyone that had any contact with this man in the last 20 years should be very concerned about what secrets of theirs are within these documents.
Well, think about it. They have a lot of information. The authorities have a lot of information on Trump and on Hannity and on Michael Cohen. And if Trump is, like he says, innocent, then there's no need to worry. You should not worry about this at all. Political pundit Stephen Colbert, host of The Late Show on CBS, had this to say about Stormy Daniels.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, batten down the hatches, because there is more news in tonight's Stormy Watch. Yeah. There is ongoing troubles for the man who paid off Stormy Daniels, New York attorney and sad neck with hair, Michael Cohen. Cohen, who is Trump's lawyer, was in court today with his lawyer. Pro tip for the president, when your lawyer needs a lawyer, you need a lawyer. Now, that's a maxim.
All right, if you do want to join us with a comment this afternoon about any of the soap opera news coming out of Washington, D.C., our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text number is 870-870. Also this hour, let's talk about something that's going on in our nation's capital, the District of Columbia. That is the city that is centered in Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia. D.C.'s city council is considering lowering the voting age to 16. This is inspired by the high school students across the country that have been protesting and become politically active in the political debate following the shooting of a high school, shooting up of a high school in Parkland, Florida. Why shouldn't 16-year-olds have the right to vote? I mean, what's wrong with that? What's the event? What would the argument be against 16-year-olds voting? If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870. Text number is 870-870. Here's a text that says, Scoot is radioactive. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, I think that's a compliment, but, you know, I'm not always sure. So should 16-year-olds be allowed to vote? And if so, why? If you think, oh, no, they shouldn't vote. Well, what would be the reason why a 16-year-old should not have the right to vote in America? Because this is something that's being considered in the District of Columbia, but it's been talked about elsewhere because of the politically active high school students around the country that have become politically active in the debate following the shooting in Parkland, Florida. So why don't we let 16-year-olds vote? If you've got a comment, our number is 260-1870, area code 504. 260-1870, text 870-870. Yeah, all right, so what is the argument for 16-year-olds not being allowed to vote? I'm Scoot. We're coming right back with your calls and comments on WWL. Just the other day in Washington, D.C., there was a raid on Michael Cohen's house. Actually, I think that might have been in New York, but it's all part of the whole thing. Michael Cohen, the president's attorney, was raided. All of this stuff, all of the information was taken. They now have it in their hands. What does it say? What does it tell us about President Trump and Sean Hannity and others? We just don't know. And a porn star is part of this whole discussion. Stormy Daniels. In a press conference yesterday, after being in court with Michael Cohen, Stormy Daniels had this to say.
My attorney and I are committed to making sure that everyone finds out the truth and the facts of what happened, and I give my word that we will not rest until that happens.
And Michael Avenatti, Stormy Daniels' attorney said this at a press conference concerning how dangerous this raid is for President Trump.
Depending on what is contained within those documents, I think there is significant danger to the president. The president trusted Mr. Cohen as his fixer for years. He trusted him with his innermost secrets, and I think that the chickens are about to come home to roost.
Well, what about all those secrets? What about all that stuff? The president says he did nothing wrong, so I guess he doesn't have anything to be concerned with. But, you know, even if you're a Trump supporter, you can't support illegal activity. It doesn't matter how it's uncovered. You can't possibly support breaking the law when it comes to finances. We don't know if that happened, but there is speculation that not everything was above board. And don't Republicans want people to play by the rules? Also, we're talking about a measure being considered by the City Council of the District of Columbia, considering lowering the voting age, lowering it to 16. So why can't 16-year-olds vote? Should 16-year-olds have the right to vote? That's our Pretty Modest Opinion poll. Give us your opinion at WWL.com. From Baton Rouge, Louis, welcome to our show.
How you doing today? I listen to you all the time up here.
Appreciate it, Louis.
I got a problem with the attorney-client privilege. You talk about playing by the rules. That's the rule. They just broke them. I listen to this, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
And as far as Mr. Cohen,
but a lot of experts have talked about how that only covers certain things and doesn't cover everything. And if Sean Hannity says that Michael Cohen was not his attorney, then what's the attorney-client privilege there?
Well, there isn't one if there isn't. Okay. But if he gave him legal advice, he is his attorney, regardless of what he says. And I struggle with the whole thing with the attorney-client privilege. That's like you talk about playing by the rules. The Justice Department, to me.
Well, there are, but these rules affect all of us, and they affect us for the betterment of society, allegedly. And again, I'm not a legal expert, but there are a lot of legal experts that do understand that there are limitations to client attorney privileges. So we'll have to see.
But there is, but in this case, I don't think it approaches that. Now,
well we don't. How do you know?
I'm a lawyer.
Okay. But in terms of the specifics, we don't know. You don't know what they have. You don't know what's going to be revealed.
But you don't, as an attorney, that's like sacrilegious to break the attorney-client bond.
Well, apparently not in some cases.
Well, but in this case, what they've described in the paper, when I was seeing TV, that doesn't approach it. Now, one other thing I want to comment.
Yeah.
Stormy Daniels. To preach morality to me about what's right and wrong, you got to be kidding me.
I mean, that's a good point.
I watch her, I'm like, this is unbelievable. We got a four-star to tell me she's going to do what's right and she's supposed to correct, and I'm going to call them on anything they do or don't do. I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, Louis, I guess there are different aspects of morality. One of them involves physical things. Another involves ethical honesty and things like that. So, but, I mean, I understand the point you're bringing up.
Well, and it's interesting to me that I get, when I watch TV, the only person that ever gives me any kind of a balance, and I know everybody hates Fox and says they're right, but Fox does have people on there that gives you the opposite side of the equation.
Well, so does CNN.
I rarely see CNN.
Well, okay, Louis, this is a perfect example of you seeing what you want to see and hearing what you want to hear.
Okay.
Because
because
when CNN has a panel, they have, say, two or three conservatives out of six, say, on the panel. Fox News has that show called The Five, but only one of them is liberal or moderate. The rest are conservative. So Fox News does present different sides, but, you know, so does CNN. But there are people who don't recognize that.
Well, I'll agree to disagree.
Okay.
All right.
Well, but there's some factual truth in Fox News presenting two sides and CNN presenting both sides. Michael, you're on WWL. Hello, Michael.
Hey there.
Hey,
what's
Michael.
Up? I'm getting up in age. I just like to say, I don't believe voting age ought to be lower. But no, man, we got enough damn trouble. Praise God. And then this deal with this president and this girl, supposedly she dropped her jaws drawing. You know, man, this is a joke. I'm black. I fought in Vietnam. I'm proud to be an American. I remember Dr. Martin Luther King, the day he was shot for coming out of the motel room, pulling his pants up, was in there with his secretary. His wife cried one day about it. After that, we heard nothing else about it.
All right, Michael, I don't know anything about what was going on in the hotel room with Martin Luther King Jr.
By Dr. King, which really upset me.
Look, we understand, Michael, that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was not a perfect man. And nobody is, but I don't think that discounts his message. This is also just a moment of great hypocrisy for a lot of people who thought that Monica Lewinsky shedded light on President Bill Clinton's character, but this sheds no light on President Trump's character. We'll be right back on WWL. I mean, seriously, is that just too much to ask of politicians and really everybody? Just be honest. You heard that story about the Southwest Airlines jet headed from LaGuardia to Dallas, had to make an emergency landing after an engine exploded, left engine exploded, blew out a window. And, you know, this is never a good sign. Passengers were talking about the flight attendants were crying. You know, that's not a really good sign. I would have thought that the captain would have come on and reassured people that this is a jet that can fly on just one engine. And I think there's a safety side of this that should be brought up. Like, they made it. It's okay. The plane didn't crash and nobody lost their lives. And you know, when humans make things, things happen. Now, if Southwest was negligent when it comes to the maintenance of the plane, well, that's one thing. But, you know, stuff happens, and these planes are designed to fly on one engine, and this one did. So I was kind of surprised to hear a passenger say that the captain did not come on and tell those on the plane what was going on. All right, we're talking about the drama that is Washington, D.C. It's not Washington politics. It's Washington Playhouse now. And the news coming out sounds more like a script from a Hollywood movie, a TV show, a sitcom, or a soap opera. But also, we're talking about the District of Columbia City Council considering lowering the voting age to 16. Inspired by the high school students across the country that had protested and become politically active in the debate following the shooting at the high school in Parkland. So why shouldn't 16-year-olds have the right to vote? And should they? That's our Pretty Most opinion poll. 94% say no. 6% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And from Metairie, Eric, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing today?
I'm good.
I got one answer for the 16-year-old.
Okay.
Are you crazy? The reason a 16-year-old should not vote is because they're 16. They have no sense.
Well, don't you think that maybe a lot of 16-year-olds would have to make the decision about whether or not to continue to play the video game or go vote?
Well, you know what? They ought to start making political video games. That way they can get used to it.
Well, that would be even more, that would be more vicious than the games they've got out now.
That is correct. It'd be like a bunch of four-year-olds.
I mean, there are aspects of Grand Theft Auto with a prostitute that kind of mirror what's going on in D.C. right now.
I think if it was Grand Theft Auto, it would probably be Stormy Daniels jumping out of the car, you know, running away. You know,
but, Eric, you know, honestly, though, but think about the adults. Think about the adults that don't even take the time to vote. You know, they're too busy or they're just too lazy. They might not even have something to do, but they're just too lazy to go vote.
Well, most people, when you start talking to anybody about politics on a regular basis, most people do not spend any time other than what you hear on the radio. And all you hear is all the little catchphrases on the radio.
Yeah, that's right. No, that's right.
When it comes to all of this, when we talk about Stormy Daniels for a second, really, you're a porn star and you had sex with a billionaire. I bet you did it for money. Who cares?
Well, she ended up with a lot of money. She ended up with a lot of money. All right, Eric, glad you called. You see, you got to find some humor in all of this stuff, right? Here's the text that says, why not 14? Well, yeah, you know, I'm being kind of sarcastic when I say, well, you know, why shouldn't 16-year-olds be allowed to vote? I mean, I think it's okay to have age limits on some things. You know, a 10-year-old should not be able to drive a car, even if he or she can see over the dash and the steering wheel of the car. So it's okay to have some limits. I don't know that we need to lower the voting age. But in talking about this, doesn't this bring up a lot of things that we talk about as adults? Adults don't vote either. I don't know how adults can call and say, well, you know, 16-year-olds, they're too young to vote. They're too busy doing other things. How can you say that? Because whatever generation you're part of a generation that is too busy doing other things or too lazy to get up and actually go vote. So when we talk about why 16-year-olds should not have the right to vote, don't we sort of reinforce why we all should take our right to vote a little more seriously and be a little more responsible with voting? All right, so what would the argument be? Why should 16-year-olds be allowed to vote? The District of Columbia City Council is considering lowering the voting age to 16, inspired by the politically active high school students that have now gotten involved in the political debate in this country following the shooting at the high school in Parkland, Florida. You got a comment, 260-1870, text 870-870. You know, maybe this whole thing with Trump and Stormy Daniels, maybe it's just all part of this concept of modern love. It's a thought. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on W. Oh, by the way, yeah, a very, very special song coming up right out of this break, so hang on for that. I wonder if President Trump is thinking that about Stormy. I'm just speculating, of course. It's amazing how these songs from the past are so appropriate when we talked about stuff today. Here we go. And Dennis, welcome to our show this afternoon. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
Hey, look, I just had a quick question on your 16-year-old comment.
Yeah.
I'm 70, and I came up as an idiot kid. I was driving at 13, stealing my parents' car, sitting on a pillow, driving a 51 Pontiac, which was dumb. The 16-year-old voting thing is just like the 16-year-old you can drive. If you drive, you should be able to go into the military. People are not mature enough to do that at age. I think that should be the rationale for all of this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I realize why there are age limits on things, but, you know, of course, we're not talking about voting at 13. I mean, that's way too young, but 16, maybe that's
No, but I'm saying, though, maybe it's your ration. I mean, how mature is it? You have mature 16-year-olds.
But, Dennis, it doesn't matter if adults are mature and they don't vote, what the hell good are they? You know, so it's interesting having this conversation,
like,
because
of the population votes at most?
Oh, sometimes it gets around 40, but, you know, it's embarrassingly low.
I agree. And I have friends of mine at my age that never vote.
That's right.
But they complain. They complain.
Well, that came up, Dennis, I'm glad you called. That was a conversation that came up when we were talking about those who said, well, you know, these students don't know what they're talking about with these protests and this political debate. They're too young. They don't even have the right to vote. Well, if not voting is directly linked to having an opinion about something, then think about all the people that call talk radio shows. Think about all the people that respond to Fox, MSNBC, and CNN. Think about all those people that react to politics today that don't even take the time to vote. So when we have this conversation about whether or not 16-year-olds should be allowed to vote, you can't help but think that it really is a conversation about us. It's about all of us. We have the right to vote, but we don't always take advantage of that. Got a text a moment ago. It says that if your parents have to drive you to the voting booth, then you're too young to vote. But see, at 16, you can actually drive. Here's a text. My twin daughters are 17 now, and they have paid more attention than some adults to the past election. They would have loved to have voted. From Gentilly, Tom, you're on WWL.
Thank you for taking my call, Scoot. I want to thank the lawyer, the quote lawyer, unquote, in Baton Rouge for giving me the laugh of the day. If a lawyer and a client are discussing how to break the law, like, oh, say, fraud or money laundering, there is no lawyer-client privilege because they are colluding to commit a crime.
Right. It's a, you know, and that's true. But people, Tom, people believe what they want to believe based on how it supports their political agenda. The facts don't matter anymore.
Thank you.
All right, Tom. If you want to join us with your comment, numbers 260-1870. Text number is 87870, and here is a text that says, you're not speculating, you just love bashing the I don't love bashing the president. I talk about the—I am a patriotic American, and I feel an American patriotic responsibility to set the record straight in the face of all of those that don't care about right or wrong and only care about political parties. I care about restoring political common sense to our audience and to America. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. No, there's something going on, all right. What will the information from Michael Cohen's office, house, and hotel room tell us? We shall wait and see. Here's a text that says, at 16, you don't have an opinion, you have your parents' opinion. I disagree with that. Some of you may not realize this, but I have talked about this on the air. I have as much experience being 16 as anybody in the country. None of you were 16 longer than me. So we all have the same amount of experience being the age of 16. And I remember when I was 16. And I guess in some ways, my opinions did reflect my parents, but I was pretty immature and dealt with OCD and kind of an insecure kid. So, you know, but I did have opinions of my own. My parents didn't like a lot of things that I liked. They didn't like some of the clothes that I was starting to wear at the age of 16. Those clothes reflected my opinions. And there are a lot of 16-year-olds today, 17-year-olds, that have strong opinions. I'm not saying that 16-year-olds should be allowed to vote. In fact, I've got a text here bashing me for being a liberal. And only liberals would want 16-year-olds to vote. I never said I thought 16-year-olds should be allowed to vote. But what I am saying is that the conversation about whether or not 16-year-olds should have the right to vote is an interesting one because it focuses on the rest of America. It focuses on all of us who have the right to vote. And for some of you who don't vote, what the hell are you doing? How can you criticize and say a 16-year-old shouldn't have the right to vote when you don't even exercise your right to vote? And I don't mean to make somebody feel uncomfortable, but I mean, like this is really a big issue in this country. Oh, I know. Well, you know, you don't like any of the candidates. What a cop-out. I get that you don't like some of the candidates, or you don't like any of the candidates. I get that. But go pick somebody. And then, oh, something comes up and you don't go vote, or I don't know where to vote. Look, if you wanted to go find some item, you would find the store. You would Google the store that had that item, and you would go get that item. You would go out of your way to find the item, but do you go out of your way to vote? I don't want you to feel guilty any longer, but I think it's a good idea if you vote. And the midterm elections are coming up, and another Republican is retiring. Is this a message to America that Republicans are afraid they're not going to maintain control of the House and Senate? Hey, look, this is going to be a really interesting midterm election year. And since we are trying to restore political sanity and we apply political common sense every afternoon on this show, I am so looking forward to talking about the elections. Does it matter what the coach's political opinions are, if you love and support a professional team? We'll talk about that in the next hour. I'm Scoot on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.